I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, joining us right now to talk about tonight's Virginia gubernatorial debate is Jim Garrity from National Review. Jim, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Well, Vince, Mary, thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, good morning.
So the polls between the two candidates, Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam, they're very, very close. One poll actually showing that they're tied. What do you think is going to be the big topic? What is the one thing that is going to make or break it for one of these candidates?
Sure. I was going to say, the results of these two polls we saw yesterday, one from the University of Mary Washington showing Democrat Ralph Northam just a little bit ahead, 44% to 39%. The Suffolk University not only had a straight-up tie in percentages, if you look into the numbers, they actually, in terms of the individual respondents, split perfectly evenly 202 to 202. So probably you literally can't get any closer than they did in that one. My guess is, you'll see a lot of talk about the economy. I think the argument that's coming from Gillespie's camp, it strikes me as having a little more traction than usual. You may have seen the ads they're running on No Show Northam. If you look at Ralph Northam's ads that are running on, particularly in our area in Northern Virginia, they're still introducing him to voters. They talk about he's a veteran, he's a doctor. They don't talk about him being lieutenant governor. And you go deep into that Suffolk poll, you find out that 20% of respondents said they had never heard of Ralph Northam. He's been lieutenant governor.
Wow.
What's he, in witness protection or something? and so you look even further, and they say, so would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him? 29% say favorable. That's not too bad. 22% say negative. But then there's another 29% they don't have an opinion or don't have enough, don't know enough about him to have a thing. So now we've got a point where about half the people in Virginia don't feel like they know enough about this guy to have an opinion. And you know, if you just came out of nowhere, if you're a first-time candidate, okay, that's perfectly fine. But we are 6 weeks from Election Day. Absentee voting starts at the end of the week. It's getting kind of late for Ralph Northam to be introducing himself to Virginia voters.
So then why is he doing so well in the polls?
He's narrowly ahead, but I think if you're a Democrat, you should be a little bit nervous. You look back to 2013, Ken Cuccinelli was way behind Terry McAuliffe pretty much the entire race. He was getting demolished on the airwaves. Not nearly enough money, and Terry McAuliffe was self-funding, and, you know, every couple of weeks he just said new deluge of attack ads. McAuliffe only won by 3 points, and he had, you know, trailed by nearly double digits in most of the polling. Then in 2014, Ed Gillespie was taking on Mark Warner, and this was another one everybody thought was going to be a demolished one-side race, 10-point lead, 11-point lead, and Gillespie only lost by 1 point, or 1 percentage point. So, you know, if you're a Republican, you hang around low enough, you have a good chance of outperforming the final polls. And, again, I'm not saying Gillespie's got a guaranteed win, but I think you look at these numbers and you say, okay, it's really close, and either one of these guys could take it.
This debate live at 7 tonight, moderated by Meet the Press host Chuck Todd. As we watch debates, we typically look for what's the thing that the candidate's going to try and stick their opponent with. Ralph Northam has pretty regularly tried to ask Ed Gillespie over and over where he aligns with Donald Trump. Do you expect that tonight?
Oh, absolutely. The gist of every attack ad from Northam is basically Ed Gillespie is just Donald Trump with facial surgery. You know, he's completely the same guy under the skin, which is, you know, if you know anything about Ed Gillespie, you know anything about Donald Trump, they're pretty darn far apart.
That's
in terms
true.
Of their personal style. I think you could say ideology. I don't think there's that much populism in Ed Gillespie. That's one of the reasons he just narrowly won the primary over Corey Stewart.
Right.
But, you know, Gillespie also makes the point that Northam has said that, I think he said, you know, something like along the lines of, you know, Trump is crazy and he's a narcissist. Well, look, if you're the governor of Virginia, at some point you need to work with the administration. At some point you need to be able to say to the federal government, hey, I need help on X, Y, and Z. And if you've spent, you know, a good portion of the time denouncing the president in the harshest terms possible, it really lessens the chance that you'll be able to get the kind of answers you want from the administration.
Now, you've pointed out that Ralph Northam, and the Washington Post has pointed out that Ralph Northam, despite the fact that he has an ad encouraging people to go check out his tax plan on his website, doesn't have a tax plan on his website. What is going on there?
Yeah, they yanked that ad pretty fast. You know, one of the things that the Gillespie campaign is attempting to do, I think it's safe to say they're trying to out-hustle Northam campaign. A lot of ideas, arguments about, you know, outdoor sportsman economic development and addiction and recovery. You know, every couple of days the Gillespie campaign unveils some new plan. And their idea is kind of to say, okay, you know, whatever else you think of him, he's looked seriously at the problems of Virginia, and this he's got plans to solve them, whether you like those plans or not. Northam, this was an ad that only went up very quickly, and they yanked it because they kept saying, you know, and there says, you know, read my plan at ralphnortham.com. And then you go online, and there's a bunch of stuff on there, but there's not an economic plan. There's one vague reference to lowering taxes in one area, but it's not like you can find it on the website. And so there's kind of a fun, you know, Republicans are enjoying pointing out, where's your plan? One of the great ironies is that, like, so, okay, once you made this mistake, okay, it happens, you know. As I joked, the left hand on a Democratic campaign doesn't know what the other left hand is doing because they can't have any right hands on a Democratic campaign. And they end up with, okay, we forgot to put up our tax plan. So quick, put one up there. You know, scramble. Take 48 hours. Get something up there so you can point to it. And they have not done that. It was just easier to take down the ad. And, of course, by this point, it's already been saved, and it's up in gift form and things like that.
Of course. And they put out a news release in April saying that a tax proposal would be forthcoming, and it's
any day now.
Still not there.
Any day now. Now, if you're voting really early, absentee, then you might miss out on it. But, you know, sometime before Election Day. It's Godot is the delivery man. So, you know, it might take a little while.
Well, Jim Garrity, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We look forward to the debate tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always enjoy it. Thanks for
having me. Jim Garrity, National Review. It is 8:23 on WMAL.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.